Welcome to Wednesday. This is CNN Student News. We're going to get things started today with different forms of extreme weather. First up, fire. This one in California has burned more than 30,000 acres, but firefighters have it around 60% contained, and some people who were told to leave their homes because of the fire have been allowed to go back. Different story with this blaze in the mountains of New Mexico. It's only burned around 8,500 acres, so significantly less than California, but it was also less than 10% contained yesterday. From fire now to water, the Mississippi and Missouri rivers have topped their banks in some places, flooding areas along their path. The water has broken through two levees, barriers that are designed to hold back floodwaters. This is CNN's Martin Savage. Last August, he was standing in the basin of the Mississippi River near Memphis, Tennessee. It had dried up then because of a severe drought. Now, Martin Savage again, as water from the Mississippi rushes across a road and over his feet. The river has gone up 45 feet in the last 5 months. 101 high school students and 8 chaperones were kicked off a flight from New York to Atlanta. That much both sides can agree on, but the accounts of what led to this happening are where we're getting some very different stories. It happened on an early morning AirTran flight on Monday before the plane left the ground. The airline says the students wouldn't stay seated. Some were using their mobile devices after being asked not to, and when the group wouldn't follow the requests of the flight crew, including the captain, they were asked to leave the plane. One of the chaperones says everyone in the group listened when they were told to sit down and turn off their phones, although some of the students might have had to be told twice. Another chaperone said none of the students were especially loud or disruptive. The opinion of the students and chaperones is that the flight crew overreacted. The airline's view is that the group was violating safety regulations.
Today's first shout-out goes out to Mrs. Silvestri's current events class at West Warwick High School in West Warwick, Rhode Island. The dinosaur Triceratops lived during what geologic period? Was it the Cretaceous period, Paleozoic era, Jurassic period, or Pleistocene epoch? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Triceratops are classified under the Cretaceous period, around 65 to 145 million years ago. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
Triceratops are believed to have been one of the last flightless dinosaurs. When you picture one, you probably think of the three horns on its head or that big bone in the back of its skull. A rancher in Wyoming came across a lot more than just that one bone recently. The scientists whom he told about it say it's one of the most complete skeletons ever found of a Triceratops. And it's not just one. Three of them were found together in one spot. That's interesting, too. One researcher says before now, there wasn't much evidence that Triceratops moved in groups. These dinosaurs were plant eaters, but they were targeted by hungry predators like Tyrannosaurus rex. And scientists say the bones indicate that a T-Rex is probably how these three Triceratops died. De-extinctioning might not sound scientific, but that's what those who want to do it call it. It's a movement to try to bring back species that humans helped make extinct, like the dodo bird or Tasmanian tiger. It's not known whether people had anything to do with the demise of the woolly mammoth, but a recent discovery in Siberia has brought more weight to the debate over de-extinctioning. The mammoth is so well preserved by ice that some scientists think they might be able to clone it. According to a professor at the University of California, that's one possible way to de-extinct an animal. Cloning takes DNA from extinct animal cells, creates an embryo, and has a similar living animal carry and give birth to it. In the case of the mammoth, they'd probably use an elephant. Scientists tried this with an extinct type of ibex a while back. It died just after it was born, but some are awfully tempted to try again with the mammoth. Kind of brings back a question from Jurassic Park, though. Even if scientists could clone the extinct animal, it's not clear ethically if they should.
As a scientist, I'm conflicted about whether we should or should not bring an extinct species back to life. But it's hard to stop science and to stop progress, in particular when there's something that's this cool and captivating of people's imagination as the opportunity to bring something back to life.
Critics argue that extinct species were meant to be that way for a reason. And some biologists and wildlife experts fear that if we have the ability to clone whatever goes extinct, we won't try very hard to preserve the endangered species and threatened habitats we currently have.